Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the road less traveled is more scenic and fun to be on. Today's topic is, I'm so sorry. In the past 6 months, there have been surprising political events in both Australia and Canada. In each case, heads of state have apologized. In mid-February, newly elected Prime Minister Kevin Rudd of Australia apologized for laws and policies that, quote, inflicted profound grief, suffering, and loss, end quote, and said he was sorry to the Aboriginal people of that country. The Australian Parliament unanimously passed a similar apology. Rudd also announced a campaign to close the gap between Aborigines and other Australians in life expectancy, health care, income, and other quality of life factors. On June 11th, Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper issued a similar apology for the policy of removing Inuit and other Native children from their homes and sending them to government-sponsored, church-run schools. There, the children were taught to look down on their own culture and language. Many also experienced physical and/or sexual abuse. Harper finally stated publicly what First Nations people and other Canadians knew for decades, that what the government did to about 150,000 children for almost a century was wrong. Harper said, quote, there's no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever prevail again, end quote. While the scars of abuse, skin color discrimination, and second-class status won't disappear overnight or anytime soon, the apologies do, for some, encourage a healing of these wounds. But what about the United States? Certainly our government has committed terrible wrongs. Shouldn't someone take responsibility for the wrongs of the past and the problems of today? Shouldn't we and our government say, I'm sorry? We've got a lot to be sorry for. The genocide of Native Americans and the death of millions of Africans on slave ships and the enslavement of survivors, and the second-class status of women for centuries. There's also persecution of immigrants, terrible treatment of Chinese, Japanese, and other Asians, discrimination against Jews, Catholics, Muslims, and denial of basic rights to many classes of people. The list is endless. Where do we start? We've barely started. As George H.W. Bush stated during his presidency, America never apologizes to anyone. Although he was vice president, when our country did apologize to Japanese Americans who were held in internment camps during World War II. There have been proposals in Congress to apologize to both Native Americans and to African Americans, but none has ever come to a vote. We've paid money in some cases, but the U.S. always denies any wrongdoing. Whether it's pride, stubbornness, arrogance, or just ignorance, we haven't gotten to the place of saying, I'm sorry. Does saying I'm sorry really make a difference, or is it a hollow, empty gesture? Can any healing really begin if second-class treatment continues and we do nothing to make up for past wrongs? An apology is a start, not an end. It could at least lead to some kind of forgiveness or reconciliation. Those of us who have benefited from the tragic history of our country can at least offer an apology to those who were hurt. Then it's their choice whether to accept it or reject it or ask for something more. Although the U.S. has never apologized to Native Americans or African Americans, several states have. Both Colorado and Virginia legislatures have apologized to Native Americans for what the Virginia legislature called, quote, the human carnage and the dehumanizing atrocities committed during colonization and slavery, end quote. Five other southern or border states, plus Virginia again, also gave formal apologies for slavery. Could it happen in New England? There's another issue here, stated simply by Australian Noel Pearson. He said that, quote, black fellas will get the words, the white fellas keep the money, end quote. When one person or group steals from another for decades, generations, centuries, shouldn't they pay back what they've taken? In other words, what about reparations for the killing and stolen lives. But that's a topic for another Outside the Box feature. Are you ready to apologize for past tragedies such as genocide and slavery? If so, how will you do that? If you want me to apologize for this feature, email news at weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today and in the future in saying, I'm sorry.